Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We like a little theme song, don't we?
Yeah.
In case you missed it. Here's the stuff in case you missed it.
And I could blow a moonshine jug.
Oh, dude.
I blow a mean jug.
We'll work on that. All right. Well, in case you missed it, we told you that 90210 is making a comeback.
Hush.
Tori Spelling has announced that they are rebooting the original Beverly Hills 90210.
Didn't she go broke?
No, I don't think something happened with her dad. I'm not sure exactly how that all went down. I don't keep up with Tori Spelling too much, Tony.
The money that those kids were paid
in
the first 90210, that's insane.
The reboot will consist of the OG crew back together.
Original gang.
Yeah. It'd be the whole ensemble cast playing a heightened version of themselves, whatever that means. Says that everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised. Luke Perry's going to do as many episodes as he can do since he's currently co-starring on Riverdale. So he won't be able to be on there all the time. And there's no word about Shannon Doherty, which is just like Brenda, isn't it?
Yeah.
We also told you that kids these days, they're using too much toothpaste.
And we're not going to take it anymore.
Center for Disease Control's now put out this study here that says children are using too much toothpaste. Well, I remember when I was a kid, I'd try to put the smallest amount possible on there.
Yeah, our moms would say, that's not enough toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, they're using too much. Wasteful.
Well.
And Tony was talking about, you know, about how kids, they just leave. They'll have a drink and leave half of it there and let it ruin out of a can.
Yes, they will.
Why don't you put it back in the refrigerator to drink it flat?
Half-empty soda cans laying around everywhere. Wasn't knowing what them cost.
And I've got it figured out why this is happening.
Okay, why?
Well, you remember when we were kids and we didn't want to eat something or we were going to waste something. Our parents, probably all of you who were over a certain age, remember this.
Mm.
If you didn't want to eat something, they would tell you about the starving kids in Africa who would love to have that.
Yeah, the commercial.
Yeah, you should be thankful to have that broccoli. There's children in Ethiopia that would love to eat that. They're starving, and here you are complaining.
They made us. Mine would say, look, and when the commercial came on, the bearded guy and Sally Struthers were the two people that were over
and
there.
And that was the proof that was actually happening.
You'd cry.
Right, and then here you are not eating your broccoli, and they'd give their life for some broccoli.
And they'd have you in tears.
Right.
Look at those kids.
This is the problem. We have not guilted our kids into anything. We've given them no guilt. They're just willy-nilly with their toothpaste and their Coke.
Just squirting toothpaste, half-empty Coke cans laying everywhere.
I mean, parents, let's form a guilt coalition. It doesn't have to be true. They just have to believe it.
Yes. We'll have a website called makeemcry.com. No mercy in this dojo.
Super Bowl commercials and old Cardi B. And guys, I've learned to do the okay like Cardi B did in the commercial.
You're officially a cool kid.
Listen to this. Super Bowl last night. It was the most boring Super Bowl that's ever been. And even the commercials weren't great. And I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here, but
yeah, I expected more from the commercials. The new Supra. That new cut.
Oh my gosh, dude, does that look cool or what?
That was a cool car, but funny commercials, I didn't see them.
The Bud Light one was funny when they were trying to get the corn syrup to the other brewers in like old medieval times. It was pretty funny. Did you see that one?
Yeah, but when I see Budweiser, I want it to be funny.
I thought it was funny.
I saw the Budweiser with the horses and the dogs, America,
right.
Backbone of America, and the sunset.
The other commercial that I at least learned something from was the Pepsi commercial, because it's about, when you're at a restaurant, you order a Coke, and they say, is Pepsi okay? And then Steve Carell's like, is Pepsi okay? And then, it's got Lil Jon on there, and he's, okay! Hey. Does his Lil Jon thing, which, by the way, I think I do an incredible Lil Jon, okay?
Maybe that's my problem. I don't know any. I didn't see many people I knew. Terry Bradshaw in that commercial about football. You know, I know all the older people, mm-hmm. but not many of the newer people.
And also in that Pepsi commercial was Cardi B. And Cardi I'm not B. super familiar with Cardi B. I know she's a singer slash rapper,
mm-hmm.
Top 40 kind of.
I don't know her.
I didn't either, but apparently her catchphrase is okay as well, just like Lil Jon. You know, Lil Jon's okay!
Yeah.
And then Cardi B, she does a different kind, and here it is. Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. So that's kind of her thing. So in the Pepsi commercial, she was going to say her okay.
Oh, hey.
So I was like, I bet I can do that. I can.
Get
Not only can I do Lil Jon. Okay. I can do the Cardi B.
All right. Let's have it.
Oh.
Dang. That's pretty close right there,
guys. I'm
do it again.
Oh.
Heck yeah.
I'm a daggum rapper.
You're practically Cardi B.
I'm boy Cardi B.
You're Jason J.
Yeah.
In the house. Raise the roof.
Oh, crrr.
Yeah.
Oh, that one was even better.
We did
one.
Some picking and grinning this morning.
Yeehaw.
I'm picking.
And I'm grinning.
All right, go with me on this, Tony.
All right.
Waterboarding at Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
It sounds real fun if you don't know what either of those things are.
We got a lot to be thankful for, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to be addicted to Tide Pods.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm clean now.
Tony, this weekend I was driving around.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a sign that said Falling Rocks.
Wow.
I tried it,
uh-huh.
and it doesn't.
Well, I figured this out.
What?
Whoever says laughter is the best medicine,
uh-huh.
they ain't ever tried to cure diarrhea with a tickle fight.
Tony had a great story today for Tony Tales.
Thank you.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, Mr. Potato Head's wife told him that she had been cheating on him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Potato Head. I'm seeing another guy. His name is Frenchie DeFry. He's the apple of my eye. I didn't want to hurt you and make you cry, so I had to lie about my other guy, Frenchie DeFry.
Mr. Potato Head shook his head and yelled, Why? Why are you cheating on me with Frenchie DeFry? I hate that stupid Frenchie guy. This news hurts and now I want to cry. I'd love to smash his face with pie. Miss Potato Head hung her head down with a teardrop in her eye. The tater tot is the baby of Frenchie DeFry. That's the news from that Maury Povich guy. Mr. Potato Head hopped on a plane and away he did fly. He swore he'd never, ever speak about the lie or the affair with the Frenchie DeFry. The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Brady eczema. Brady eczema is whenever your fingers break out with rings all over them. Brady eczema.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Got the best country lyric that was never written.
Should be, though.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics
that were never written.
Never pee-pee in a coffee roaster, or take a shower with a plugged-in toaster.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you, as always, with today's
Real Good.
Back in 2010, there's a guy, his name is Jeremy Davies, and he hosted a bone marrow drive as a student at Texas Tech.
Wow. I've heard of people doing that.
Because there ain't no party like a bone marrow party. Well, 5 years later, he got a call that he had matched a lady who had cancer. So he decided to donate his bone marrow.
What a dude.
He didn't find out her name until a year later. Then they became friends. Her name is Kelly. She lives in New Jersey. And Jeremy's bone marrow saved her life.
Wow.
Well, Jeremy's wife, Laura, she ended up getting sick around the same time as this. She'd been fighting brain cancer and was in remission, but it came back and she passed away in 2017.
Aww.
Obviously, Jeremy was torn up about it, but Kelly had talked to him a lot and helped him through it. And then a little over a year ago, he quit his job and went on a road trip to meet her in New Jersey. Well, when he gets there, finds out she's sick again. All the chemotherapy had destroyed her kidneys and she needed a transplant. Well, Jeremy was there.
Said, oh, and it was his bone marrow that saved her the first time.
But because of the bone marrow, they were literally a perfect match for the kidney. It'd be like donating to an identical twin.
Wow.
So perfect match.
That happening.
And so they did the kidney transplant that happened in December, saved her life again. They're both doing great now. He said back when he donated his bone marrow, Jeremy's wife said it was the proudest she'd ever been of him. So with that in mind, he says giving Kelly a kidney was an easy choice to make.
What a fine gentleman.
Isn't that cool? That's great.
Think again, the odds of that, you know.
Oh, saving somebody twice?
And the perfect match. You know. Wow.
It's really cool. Jeremy, you are real good. All right, that's it for the podcast. Again with the theme song.
You're impressed, ain't you?
Yeah, hey, go. You blow your jug over there. I'm going to do the theme song out. This has been, in case you missed it, with Jason and Tony.